You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hi, everyone. This is Helen and Kara from MomTalk.ca. March break offers families across the country an opportunity to step away from their busy schedules and enjoy some time together. For some of us, that means a holiday away, but for many, March break is simply an escape from routine, even if mom and dad are still busy working. Big or small, a successful March break needs a little thought. By planning ahead, you will avoid missed opportunities and kids who complain of being bored. Not sure where to start? Listen in. Today is about getting ready for March break. Okay, Kara, when I think of March break, I think no running around for an entire week, taking my kids to activities. That alone is enough for me, but I know that if I told my kids that's what we were doing for March break, they'd be slightly disappointed. I am working during March break, so we're not going anywhere exciting, but I still have some ideas kind of bouncing around in my head. I know you've been thinking about taking the kids to Disney World. Is that still kind of in the works?
It's still kind of in the works. We haven't made a final decision yet on it. My dad doesn't want to go during March break anymore. We were planning on going with my father and my two younger brothers who are the same age as my daughter, my older daughter. So it would have been really nice to go with them. Because that would give her someone to, you know, someone of her age to be able to hang around with and go on some of the bigger rides. So we're kind of may have it on hold until sometime in May because that's when he wants to go. But I'm still open to going somewhere for March break and I'm hoping to maybe find a really great last minute deal.
Well, I think then that's a good place for us to start our talk today. Obviously, some of us are at home like I am, but I think when you think March break, you think, oh, where are we going to go? So, Kara, when you think of last minute, like, what do you think? Something close or something far away? What do you think?
I'm thinking something, for me personally, it's somewhere warm, either somewhere on the beach, like an all-inclusive, or just getting away down, maybe possibly even still going to Florida and trying to get something there. One tip that I would recommend, and this is something that I do, is I subscribe to a lot of travel websites, email lists. You know, the airline lists, Travelocity, Hotwire, Sky Auction, all of those websites are all travel sites. And a lot of times you can get last-minute deals that are happening starting like the following week that you're looking at, and you can get some really great deals. Now, you have to be flexible with travel. If you have a certain time frame that you're looking at that you want to book, you know, 2 or 3 months in advance, these don't always work. But if you're open to, you know, traveling the following week or maybe within 2 weeks, you can get some great deals through those sites. Another tip for last minute travel is getting in touch with a travel agent. A lot of times, yes, they will add a fee when you book with them, but that shouldn't prevent you from saving money because they will have access to more discounted tickets that might not be available to the general public. So definitely get in touch with a travel agent as well. And also the airline mail lists as well. You can get a lot of last minute deals that are coming up that following weekend. And I've gotten some great deals before. So those are some of my tips there.
I'm definitely a planner, so I don't know if I would be that comfortable doing a last minute thing. But if I was, how did you find the links to all of the websites that you go to?
Well, just doing a quick search for travel sites. For instance, one site that I really like is called skyauction.com. And basically, it's like an eBay for travel. Once you're a member there, and it doesn't cost anything to sign up and become a member, you can go in, you can browse around to see what type of things that they have. So once you've signed up, a lot of times you will be subscribed to their newsletters or their last-minute offers. For instance, we have trouble being a family our size with 4 children. We can't always just go and book a hotel room. We need to kind of think it through and get a bigger unit or sometimes even a condo or a house to rent. So having places like Sky Auction that liquidates off their last-minute cancellations, that sort of thing, you can find some really great properties.
Now, if you're not prepared to vacation far away, go down south or whatever, you can still certainly get the feeling of a vacation. And I know I've seen on the Canadian Parents message boards and, you know, just talking to friends, and we've experienced it ourselves where we just book a hotel not far from home, far enough away that it's worthwhile going. For us, we live outside of Toronto, so sometimes we'll go into Toronto And just a night at a hotel is a nice getaway for our family. And you can get a lot of great deals, especially during March break at family-oriented hotels. Have you ever tried that, or is that too much for family of four, Kara?
We have tried it. What we usually generally do is we'll book two hotel rooms adjoining rooms, so that there's enough to sleep all of us. And, you know, if we're not traveling too far, then it's not that costly for us to be able to do that. And I noticed that a few of our members have done that in the past. I had made a post last year because we were sticking close to home. And Vegan Mom, she said that that's what she's planning on doing. Her husband's family are part of an owners in an exclusive hotel, and they're going to stay there for a few days for free, which is nice.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Yeah, it has a water slide and pool and stuff. And she said she loves it because it has windows to the outside, and there's nothing like floating in a pool watching it snow outside. We also get free food in the restaurant. So that would be a great frugal idea.
Before we move into hanging out at home, one thing I think that is a bit confusing for a lot of people where travel is concerned is the whole idea of passports and what sort of identification they need. So I know over the last 2 years there have been some changes in what we have to offer at the border, especially when we're going over to the States. Kara, I know you did a little bit of digging on that.
Yes. Well, I do a lot of crossing over to the United States because we live so close to the border. So as of right now, if you're traveling by land or by sea into the U.S. from Canada, adults will require a picture identification, which will mean like a government-issued driver's license, and also proof of citizenship, like a birth certificate. Children, they don't require a picture or a photo ID, but they will require their birth certificate. That's to travel by land or by sea. Now, anyone traveling by air, this was as of January 23rd, 2007, when the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative was launched. Anyone traveling by air into the U.S. and the majority of the Caribbean, pretty much anywhere international, you will need a passport. And that goes for both adults and children. And we got caught last year because we were planning on doing a last-minute trip into the Caribbean. I found a great deal on the Wednesday. We were going to leave on the Saturday, and we couldn't go because we didn't have Finn's passport. So that was a bit of a bummer, but we're all set this year.
One point I want to make on the passports is we have traveled with all of the ID that you need right now, so the birth certificate and license and everything. One trip we did that, and another trip we did the passports. And I have to say that if you are a family who travels, I would recommend just getting your passports. You're going to need them eventually anyway. I found traveling with the passport, it was a faster process. It seemed like they didn't look like they, everything is, obviously they look at everything in detail, but it just seems like when we had to show them all these other pieces of ID, not only did I have to keep track of all these pieces of ID.
Exactly.
We had to give them to them and they looked at them and it just seemed to take a lot longer than passing the four passports. They looked at them, they passed them back and on you go. And I only had four pieces of identification to worry about.
I agree with you on that, Helen, because when we went to Grand Cayman back in October, and it was just so much easier with the passports. They're easier to find when you're digging through your really full bag, if you're taking them in your carry-on or if you have them in your purse. It's much easier to pull out that little booklet than it is to try and find your driver's license and birth certificate.
Yeah, definitely. So, Kara, I really hope that you get to go away and have lots of fun. And I'll be at home not doing anything in the way of travel. But I think we'll still have fun. So I thought it would be kind of fun since, you know, there's still a good majority of people who, while they may take a day away with their kids or maybe even a weekend, a lot of people spend a bulk of time at home, sometimes because they're working and sometimes just because they're just taking the week off. They want to get some things done, but they still want to have some fun with their kids. So let's say you're at home. What kind of stuff do you think would make for a fun March break, considering the kids get the bad news that they're not traveling anywhere?
I know that our city has a lot of different things that the kids can do here. Our local libraries always have some sort of theme going on for March break, whether it's another reading club or just different activities every day, both for the toddler age right up to school age. Local museums generally will have like one day that may be free or maybe buy one, get one free to get in, just to keep costs and things down for parents, as well as your local pool, your YMCAs or aquatic centers in your cities. There's always usually something going on there, as well as day camps, which is my daughter really enjoys going to day camps. If we're not going anywhere, she likes to go 2 or 3 days to a day camp.
And I think that for a lot of kids, they still want to do something, but not necessarily every single day. So programs at the Y and the library offer that like one time or a couple times and not having to make that full week commitment. I don't know if you mentioned the sap farms, but in our area, it depends on the year, but sometimes sap will start to run during March break. Our March break is a bit more to the middle of March.
Yeah, we're at the beginning of March, so we're a little early for that.
Yeah, so that sometimes can be an activity. And it doesn't land this year, but depends on if you have your March break a bit later. Sometimes St. Patrick's Day will land during March break. So we'll have a St. Patrick's Day sort of breakfast or dinner. And that kind of makes it kind of fun. So it's kind of like a holiday within the holiday.
Yeah, like doing little themes and things are great. Like, for instance, having like a beach day in the middle of winter. You know, if you're not able to get away to that beach, why not have a little, you know, beach day where you have beach music and drinks with little umbrellas and a beach ball and beach chairs, or, you know, even dress in your swimsuits if you dare.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I think if your kids are at home and they have friends who are going away and they're feeling kind of like they're not the ones who are going away, even letting them invite a couple of friends over and having a theme get together where you have the theme run into your food and your activity can make it feel like they've had their own special little outing as well, even though it is at home. One thing that I was thinking about is how Christmas comes and goes, and our kids get so many really great activities, whether it's games or Lego or crafts, and then Christmas finishes and then you're back into all of the other activities that they do, that often some things get put into the cupboard and forgotten about. So March break is a great time to pull out some of the games that the kids got. If they did get Lego, you know, let them get that out and start working on that. Craft supplies in our house, it seems that they get more than they ever do. So look through your cupboards and see if there's any activity that you could pull out, whether your kids have friends over or if they're just on their own, before you start going up to the store and picking up other activities. You'd probably be surprised at what you already have in the house.
Yeah, I know a lot of people ended up getting, you know, even video games can be a fun thing to do. I know a lot of people got Wii's for Christmas this year. I know you are one of them, Helen. And, I mean, you could even have a day where you, you know, invite some of the kids' friends over and have like a Wii party.
Yeah, the whole Wii party thing is the big craze right now. And I know there are, you know, tons and tons of games that are really fun for that kind of an event. And a lot of the games lend themselves well to a group of people together. So,
and if your friend's kids also have Wiis, they can actually bring their little Wii remotes with them. And their little Miis, which are your characters, are actually stored on your Wii remotes. So when they come over to your house, they can actually play with their own characters.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's a great idea, because we did spend a little time creating our little Wii people and to make them look like each member of our family. And that's kind of fun. And I'm sure the kids would think it was fun to take theirs to friends as well. So I'll mention that to them when they're doing that the next time. When it comes to staying at home and you're actually working, that's where things can get a bit more complicated, because if you happen to take the week off or don't work outside the home, it's easy to kind of run to the Y for this hour or go over to the library at that hour. But if you're working, it's likely that your kids are in some sort of childcare arrangement, and then the amount of extra time you have during the week is limited. But that doesn't mean that you can't still have fun and plan some stuff. So I think probably the first thing, if you haven't already done this, is think about where the kids are going to go. A lot of camps are very popular and they'll fill up really quickly. So if you haven't booked your childcare arrangement, now is the time to do it. And there are a lot of options out there, no matter where you live. If you have a local YMCA, that's one that has kind of a lot of generic sort of camps. But there are organizations everywhere that offer camps during the March break, and your kids can, you know, find art camps and some sports camps as well. So, Kara, you mentioned that you have used some day camps. Have you ever booked anything for a whole week during March break?
Oh, I have in the past when I was working. My daughter, she would attend a lot of them. She's attended a theater camp in the past. She's also gone to a swimming camp and things like that. And one other thing that I did in the past as well when I was working was I couldn't get a whole week off during March break, but I was able to get a couple days.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine, she was able to get some time off, but they were on different days. So we actually swapped childcare. So I would watch her daughter during the days that I was off, and she would do it for me. So it gave the kids, they were able to be home and be able to do different things with us. And we, you know, I planned some fun activities when I had her daughter with me, and she did the same with my daughter. So, you know, that may be an option too, kid swapping and watching some kids of your friends for the couple of days.
I think that's a great idea. And I think if you have the kind of job that provides a bit of flexibility on those weeks where you have your kids at home, instead of putting them in childcare for the whole day, if you can work kind of like an early until noon or just afternoon. There are church camps and other half-day camps so that you can book them into something, get your work done, and then pick them up and then plan some stuff in the afternoon, whether that's, you know, going tobogganing or just meeting up with some friends or even just hanging out at the house together doing some sort of theme activity or craft or play games. So I think that there are lots of ways to work around it, but the key is to think ahead so that you don't find out that you have, you know, limited options available when you think of it at the last minute. I guess if you are working and your kids, you get up, eat breakfast, off to the childcare or camp, and then you're off to work and then you're not finished till 5 o'clock, you may be thinking that you don't really have time for March break activities, but I think there's still time for stuff. Kara, can you think of, like, during the week when you still have to get home and make dinner and whatnot, can you think of ways to still make it kind of fun for the kids whose parents are working?
Well, I guess you could make special themed meals and things like that. You know, maybe they did something at their day camp that day. Maybe you can implement that into your meal that evening, or even just do a night of board games and different things like that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. One thing we talked about in our family night podcast that I think lends itself nicely to a March break because you have a bit more time is a fondue. And we have fondue with our kids and they really enjoy it. And it lasts longer than just kind of sitting down to dinner and eating and everybody's up. So I think if you're looking for something fun, you can do that. And with the fondue, you could certainly tie that into a theme and make it a different sort of dinner. So for those parents who are working, maybe a dinner on Friday night so the kids have something to look forward to, something like that might be fun. And then, of course, whether you're home all of the time or you are working and coming home, I think you need to have a few supplies on hand. So Kara, if you had a box, what kind of stuff would you put in it? So that if the kid said, I'm bored, you could say, okay, go look into the March break box. What would you put into a box?
Well, maybe just some new, brand new, fresh new pencil crayons and markers and things that they haven't seen before. Even just a box of new crayons. I actually have a giant roll of pulp paper. It's just a bare paper. It's like a newsprint before they print on it. And we've gotten so much use out of that roll of paper. I'm actually going to get my father to make something so I can keep it hung up so the kids can play with it. And that gives me hours and hours of fun.
I think maybe throwing in some books. If you have a child who's kind of hooked on a series, maybe picking up from the library or the bookstore another copy from the series. Or, you know, a lot of us have DVD and video collections at home, but there's so little time to watch TV with all that the kids are doing. Even resurrecting some of their favorite old movies and putting them in the box so that it just brings it out to their attention. And mixing them up on a daily basis so that they find something new each day. And it doesn't have to take you a lot of time. It could just be a matter of switching up some books and a craft package that you found in your cupboard or just making changes with the movies. So I think that having a box for those days where they say that they're bored is a good idea because it's pretty hard for us to stand on our heads all the time. Sometimes they need a little encouragement to find some activities to entertain themselves as well. Well, I hope today has helped you to see that it's important to think ahead when it comes to everything, but especially for March break, if you really want to have a great time with your kids, whether you're working or you're not, or you're going away on holiday, you do have to think ahead. For more information about today's show, visit mumtalk.ca and please stop by CanadianParents.com discussion boards where you'll find all kinds of great ideas to help you make it through March break.